This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the Treasure Coast and the entire state of Florida. I am Tom Kindred, your host for Small Biz Florida. And as everyone knows who tunes into our program regularly, our show is dedicated to all things business. Talk about the resources, the assistance programs that are out there for small businesses. And we talk to government officials, business owners, to get a feel for what's going on out there in the marketplace. And today is one of those days that we're going to talk to one of our very favorite people, Mrs. Charlotte Byerly, who serves as the St. Lucie County Director of Tourism. Did I get the title right there, Charlotte?
You did, yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We always love having you.
That I'm your favorite.
Yes, don't spread that. Don't share that too much. But listen, we love talking about tourism because it's a big part of the state economy and it's a big part of the Treasure Coast economy. But of course, the last 2 years, I think you've been on at least once or twice over this period of the pandemic and COVID. The news wasn't great for tourism, but you guys have been resilient. You've been creative and innovative. You've done some really neat, innovative campaigns, and you kind of kept things going. We talked about how you've worked with the other counties across the Treasure Coast, and again, been innovative and collaborative, and done some really great work. And I guess maybe today's good news for tourism. So I'm looking forward to hearing what's happening out there.
Definitely, I'm here to share good news.
Well, that's good. I love it. So, but let's start real quickly with just a little bit of your background pathway to the tourism office here in St. Lucie County.
Thank you. So, I am born and raised on the Treasure Coast, and so I innately just have a passion for all things Treasure Coast and everything that there is to do here and enjoy here, and just the lifestyle we all enjoy here on the Treasure Coast. So it makes my job really fun and really thrilling to promote all those things that bring people here. But I've been in the position for just over almost 13 and a half years.
Wow.
I know I'm aging myself, but I'm a graduate from the University of Florida. Go Gators. And I lived in Jacksonville for about 10 years before I decided to come back to my roots and take the job here in St. Lucie County as the tourism manager. So it's been a great ride so far. And I feel like we are really just embarking on what's best to come. I really feel like this moment, and I have never said this before, but I feel like this moment in tourism in St. Lucie County and the Treasure Coast is pivotal in changing. So I'm excited to, talk about some of those things and why I think it's pivotal in changing.
Wow. I can't wait to hear. Before we get into it though, again, kind of tell us about the tourism office. What do you guys do? Staffing, kind of give us a little insight into how the office works and kind of the vision and the mission of the department. Yep.
Sure. So I think what's most important for listeners to know, and I always try to make this part of, my information that I share, is that we are funded 100% by the tourist tax or the bed tax. And even though we're structured under county government, we're not, our staff and everything we do and all the money that is allocated in our budget does not come from property taxes, does not come from residents. So it's strictly paid by visitors who come to the area and pay that tourist tax, which is a tax that's put on accommodations that are rented for 6 months or less. So people that are staying in hotels or doing private vacation rentals. So I think that's really important to point out. And then secondly, from a staffing standpoint, like I mentioned, we are structured under county government. And currently in my office, there's just two of us. We do have a vacant position that we're getting ready to post because our other team member moved away, resigned and moved away and moved to Tennessee and followed her heart. She's engaged to be married. So we're in the process of kind of rebuilding and restructuring, but we're a pretty small, lean operation that whose mission is to market St. Lucie County, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and the beaches as a, you know, tourist destination. So we're really a marketing entity, if you will.
Right. Well, so let's get into it. Just before jumping on the air here, you were talking about kind of record numbers. It's kind of interesting. The last couple of days, I've had a number of record numbers. I got data just recently about new business starts across the Treasure Coast, and those are off of the chart, climbing every day. So talk to us about tourism. I'm excited. What's going on in your numbers and your stats?
Sure. So we measure our success in a number of different ways, but just in one of the key indicators is how much we're collecting in tourist taxes. So we have, you know, back when COVID first hit us, as you know, in 2020, we took a dip like the rest of the world did because everyone was kind of staying in place. But once, you know, the vaccinations rolled out about a year later and people started feeling safe to travel again, and Florida started opening kind of quicker, a lot faster than a lot of other domestic destinations. Like the borders were still kind of closed or, you know, it was limited. There was a lot of restrictions. So a lot of the domestic travelers were, you know, starting to get out more. But Florida, compared to other states that we normally compete with, like California or some other spots, we were kind of opening a lot quicker and were less restrictive. So that really drove a lot of visitors to Florida. And we, St. Lucie County, along with the entire state, are still, you know, experiencing the benefits and the record-setting numbers that we're having right now. So just to give you a little snapshot in terms of tourist tax revenues. So our fiscal year runs from October to September. And this past October, so October through December of 2021, our first quarter collections were 79% higher than 2020, which, let's just take 2020 out of the equation because it was a weird year. But right. they were 43% higher than the first quarter in 2019, which was a fairly normal year.
Yeah. Wow. So 43% higher. Yeah.
43% higher. That's, and then from a hotel standpoint, we are seeing record occupancy numbers, meaning the percentage of rooms that are occupied, as well as rates, record rates. If you look at hotel rates right now and you look at airfares, I think, you know, if you haven't looked at those numbers lately, if you do, you'll see that everything's pretty darn expensive right now.
Yeah, I haven't been on a vacation in a while, Charlotte, so I haven't looked at those numbers, but you know what? You've now reminded me. Maybe it's time. So maybe I'll look
at
those numbers.
Yeah. Everybody should take a vacation.
Well, yeah, but you know what? When you live in a vacation capital like we live in, it's hard to kind of leave. Where would I go that's better than here?
We have some fabulous hotels here. You can take a little staycation, Tom.
That's right. I like it. Are those numbers kind of region wide? Is that across the Treasure Coast, or is that just St. Lucie County? What are you hearing from the other counties?
That's just St. Lucie County. But you know, in speaking with my colleagues in Indian River and Martin County, they are experiencing, you know, record numbers right now too. I don't know their exact numbers, but you know, they're definitely trending similar to us.
And we just and we attribute this to just people just tired of holding up in the house, and now that things have opened up, as you pointed out, with the state of Florida kind of opening up and loosening up regulations, that's kind of what you attribute this to, and people saying it's time, let's go.
I would say it's attributed to a number of factors, those that you just mentioned. We also about 200 new. And I'm estimating about 200 new vacation rental accounts have been added to the tourist tax registration. So that adds, revenue. We've gotten some new hotels. So we have a new Courtyard Marriott in Tradition, which I know is doing extremely well. There's a huge brand new KOA campground in Fort Pierce off Jenkins Road, which has 117 spots, and I know that they're booked out through season after speaking with the owner. And then there's more hotels in the pipeline. So it's a number of factors, that are all, and we have a booming economy right now, right. And so all of the development going on, the new companies that are coming here, the construction, that's all bringing workers to the area that, believe it or not, are staying in hotels.
Right. And of course, I'm not a big follower of professional sports, but I do know enough to know that I guess there's been a little hiccup with the beginning of Major League Baseball. How does that affect us? I mean, I'm sure the Mets are, if they don't have spring training, are going to be sorely missed. But sounds like you've got enough activity to kind of offset any blip you get from spring training. How does that work?
Yeah, I definitely think the activity right now is super strong, and I think it's more just the direct influx of business to maybe restaurants that benefit, nearby restaurants and other businesses nearby the stadium that might feel it a little bit more than say like hoteliers and people that are just traveling here for other reasons. Right. Yeah, it's disappointing, but we're still hopeful that maybe a delayed spring training happens, and who knows, maybe spring training happens in April in our shoulder season, and so gives us a little injection when we don't normally have that injection.
Good point. You mentioned hotels and new hotels coming online. I guess do you guys kind of keep your finger on that that pulse of new hotels and new restaurants and new attractions? Do you guys kind of stay out front on all that and know what's coming?
We absolutely do. I mean, that's part of what we do to try and stay informed and really be a resource for people who are looking to visit here and travel here. So absolutely. There's a hotel, a Home 2 Suites by Hilton being built in Fort Pierce right now out by I-95. That's under construction. The King's Landing project in downtown Fort Pierce, which is, in my opinion, a game changer for Fort Pierce, was recently approved. The site plan was approved by Fort Pierce City Council several weeks ago, and I think they're in the process of applying for permits now. And there's, I think everyone hopefully has heard about the Wave Garden that's potentially coming to the western part of Fort Pierce out by Midway Road and I-95, which is a huge development that could really put us on the map internationally.
Wow. And I think when we've talked before, and I won't ask you for any details today, but you talked about the economic impact of tourism, and I guess it is just so important that I know that we as locals sometimes in those high tourist months, we little frustration with the maybe some traffic and waits at restaurants. But you've always kind of made it clear that tourism is so important to our region's economy. You talk about local sales tax revenue that gets generated, the compensation, the jobs that are associated with tourism. you know, so it really is. I mean, tourism, and we see a lot of development. We see Amazon, we see some warehouse space. We know Cheney Brothers is coming, and we know the big FedEx facility. But tourism really still remains kind of a primary driver for us, does it not? Around our, certainly our parts.
Yes, it is. It's not from a job standpoint. It's not the biggest, part of our economy, but it's growing. And I'm always a firm believer in just having a diverse economy, you know, because if one economy take, you know, one segment of one industry takes a dip, maybe another one can make up for it. So, having that diversity of manufacturing and tourism and healthcare and all that sort of stuff, to me, I think, I'm no economist, but I feel like it promotes a healthy economy, you know, and it's a little bit more balanced. So you don't have all your eggs in one basket and rely on one industry solely. So tourism, is definitely growing.
Yeah, you make a great point. Got to have a diverse economy. And again, you and I talk often about, you know, you and I are locals. We've been spoiled. We've lived here our whole lives, and we just think this is the way everybody lives. But how do you market and promote our region? I mean, what is kind of what's your pitch in the world of entrepreneurship? What's your pitch to bring people to our region?
So it really, the pitch has kind of always been the same since I've been in the position, and we've marketed ourselves as sort of this undiscovered, you know, hidden gem of Florida. And the great thing is that Florida does have an international brand recognition. A lot of travelers have heard of Florida because of Mickey Mouse or Miami or what have you. So the fact that we can add Florida to our brand is just awesome. But promoting ourselves as sort of that hidden gem and kind of off the beaten path of those more popular Florida destinations is the way we've positioned ourselves. And that appeals to certain travelers and maybe to people who come to Florida for a second time or who like to go a little bit off the beaten path and not do the mainstream, you know, Florida attractions. So when COVID came, that became even more relevant because people wanted to go places where it wasn't super crowded and there was a lot of outdoor space. So we were already well positioned with that messaging. We tweaked it a little bit with some safety, you know, messaging, but I just felt like we were kind of in that sweet spot of, hey, if you really do want to get away, you can come here because there's not many people on our beaches, you know, and there's a lot of outdoor space and a lot of parks and preserves and nature and boating and, you know, so.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it takes someone with a little vision like yourself to kind of recognize. And again, I think you found the positive in what was a pretty bad situation. But that's great thinking and to kind of leverage that concept. But, you know, I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to sell that.
I know. Yeah. I'm already thinking about oh, gosh, I'm going to have to tweak it again. And how do I do this? So.
Well, I think you still got a lot to sell, but yeah, the undiscovered you may have to pull that billboard down because every day I'm telling you it's just amazing what's going on in our region too. And you know,
I'm leaning more. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm starting to lean a little bit more towards like authenticity and history and just our kind of going back to our roots and really delving into that part of our selling point. But, you know, that's just kind of where my head is right now.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, we do have so much that's unique in our region. I mean, again, just like you said, just the beaches alone. I mean, what beautiful, unspoiled beaches we have up the entire Treasure Coast, not just St. Lucie County, but one big long beach. I mean, beautiful, retail areas, on the waterfront, historic downtowns. really, I mean, there's just so much that is unique about our region, and specifically got some very unique things in St. Lucie County. It really is a pretty easy sell.
Definitely, definitely. That's never been the hard part.
No.
You know, and I'm excited about the new hotels that are coming, because it's going to give visitors a new option. You know, we have a lot of hotels, but especially the development in downtown Fort Pierce, I think is just going to give, it's a hotel like we've never had before. We don't have a hotel that's proposed like this.
Right.
So I think that is just a really great opportunity for us.
And, you know, speaking of hotels, talk to me about the whole Airbnb space in St. Lucie County. You know, you don't see that. It's not visible. Do we have a big presence of Airbnbs? Is that kind of a big part of the tourism space that we don't know about? That kind of an underground economy here?
Yeah, believe it or not, yes. Going off the top of my head, and I can actually look it up here, you know, I look at it from a revenue point of view. So I can break down how much of our tourist tax revenue is coming from commercial properties like hotels and RV parks versus private properties, which would be the Airbnbs and the VRBOs. And it fluctuates depending on seasonality, right? That percentage can fluctuate anywhere from like 12 up to like 25% of our total collections month to month can fluctuate, that comes from the private vacation rental market, and it's growing.
Yeah.
So
do you guys,
it's substantial.
Yeah. Do you guys engage in promoting our Airbnb community at all, or is it just, it's just out there and people find it on their own?
A little bit. We were starting to get more involved. Last year, we helped form the Vacation Rental Management Association Treasure Coast chapter. Wow. It's mostly led by vacation rental owners and managers, but we kind of helped get a lot of those folks together and the three counties together, you know, to form a chapter. And it's a resource for vacation rental owners to be better managers and you know, how to work with the state and how to register to pay the tourist tax and how to market your property. And, you know, it's a resource. It's a business association for. So we helped get that launched. And then we do communicate with them and attend their meetings. And heck yeah, we will, if you want copies of our, you know, travel planning guide or our tourist guide in your vacation rental, we're all about it, because we want their visitors to have a great experience and to come back. You know, it's kind of a win-win. So we really just position ourselves as a resource for information, but we're willing to help them if they need help. And but we aren't really promoting them specifically. It's hard to keep up with what properties are available and when, and, you know, like, because they manage their own schedules and inventory, so it's hard for us to really promote them all the time in a fair way, if that makes sense.
No, makes sense. What about you? You know, you mentioned travel guides and those kind of things. What kind of collateral material do you guys create, publish, and produce? And how does one get a hold of some of that stuff?
So we have one of our main fulfillment piece is called the St. Lucie Inspiration Guide. We actually changed the name of it 2 years ago. And it's a magazine style publication, and real beautiful pictures, and then just some feature stories and you know, general information about what to do and where to go, and you know, kind of the highlights of our area of St. Lucie County. And you can request one through our website, which is visitstlucie.com. It's free. We'll direct mail it to you. People still want paper, believe it or not. Like, we fulfill thousands a year. And then we also distribute them to Visit Florida Welcome Centers throughout the state of Florida. And then if we go out to promote St. Lucie County at trade travel shows and things like that, we always have them on hand. You know, we have a QR code. If you don't want, you know, the bulky travel guide, you can scan our QR code and get it on your phone. Obviously, our website is a resource and it's dynamic content, so it's always changing. We're using every platform we can. Obviously, social media. We have social media pages and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We launched a podcast last year with our partners on the Treasure Coast. So that's just a whole new different platform for us to get the message about the Treasure Coast on people who listen to podcasts. And we're on Spotify and iTunes and, you know, the main podcast platforms. So, you know, we try to be everywhere as much as we can with the limited staff that we have. So,
yeah. Well, and I think I just recently saw your new, isn't your new brand new version of the Inspiration magazine out?
Yes, it is out.
Again, beautiful publication, always has been. And I encourage folks to get a copy of that and keep it on the coffee table for visitors that are coming into town.
Yeah, you
guys do a great job with that. And well, you know, again, Charlotte, as I've said many, many times, you need to be a regular. We need to have the regular tourism update with Charlotte right here on Small Biz Florida. I would be
honored.
That's right. We need to stay informed, especially since things are doing so well. You know, it's kind of interesting that you say things are doing this well. I haven't noticed, but maybe we're just busier in general around here, and this is the new normal, maybe.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you're having record-breaking numbers on new business openings, and I think it's no coincidence, you know, that the economy's good and people are traveling, and I can't tell you the number of like new restaurants that have opened up and new kayak tour, you know, companies and boat rental companies, you know, all those kind of hospitality related right. businesses that we track that are opening up is a good sign.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It is a good sign. And we've, there's no doubt it's the numbers are real. They're happening. We're doing our Smart Start orientations where we meet with people that want to talk about new businesses, and those classes are full. And you're absolutely right. I think people are trying to take advantage of what really is a very good economy. And again, what, you know, Dr. Jerry Parrish, the chief economist for the Florida Chamber Foundation, has been saying for years, now's a great time to open a small business. So I think people are taking him up on the advice now. So anyway, it sounds like we need a side hustle, Tom. Well, you know, there's a whole class down in Martin County, Joan Goodrich. She started what I thought was the best new class, side hustle to main gig. How to get that side hustle started and then kind of turn it into your main gig. So, Charlotte, again, I always, always love having you on and having a conversation about tourism. You've done a great job through the years. I'm glad you're still there. I know tourism is in good hands here in St. Lucie County, and you've always been helpful when we needed information and need help and need a partner and collaborator in small business. You're always there. So I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. And one more time, just how do we find you? How do we get information about what's going on?
Sure. So visitor information and even for residents, go to visitstlucie.com. One great thing on our website is our calendar of events that we aggregate a bunch of events from all over the county and try to have it all up on our calendar. And then if you want to email us, if you want to talk to us or attend some of our public meetings, you know, please email us and we'll send you the information. And you can reach us at tourism@stlucieco.org. Or you can always call us at 772-462-1539 and someone will pick up the phone, maybe not on Saturday and Sunday, but there will be someone at the other end of the line to pick up the phone.
Nice. All right. It is our very good friend, Charlotte Byerly, who serves as the director for tourism for St. Lucie County. Charlotte, again, thank you for your time. Keep up the great work. you know you can call on us anytime you need us.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, and appreciate your support as always.
Absolutely. And with that, stay tuned. We will be right back with more Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.